5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, everybody, let's get this one rolling. I just got finished listening to a press release on Breitbart, and really, really interesting. Several doctors have come together, and they are going public with sharing information about treating coronavirus, treating COVID-19, and it was about a 45-minute press release. I'm only going to play you two audio clips of it was two different doctors. One was speaking about the kids, and the other doctor spoke about, I always forget the name of it, hydroxychloroquine. Now, I want to say this up front. I know some of you are Breitbart's fake news and this media outlet's fake news. Okay. I don't listen to the journalists on really any network. I listen to the source and then I research what they're saying. Now, with the two doctors that I'm going to play clips from, I agree with them 100%. I believe them. And, you know, if you're on the side where, you know, the kids shouldn't go back to school, the kids are going to get sick, the teachers are going to get sick, everybody's got to wear a mask. You know, if you're on that side and Dr. Fauci's going to save the world with his Bill Gates virus or vaccine, excuse me, which I think he's just creating a virus that's just going to make things worse, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, so in this press release, this group of doctors have come together, like I said, to share their input on treating COVID-19. All these doctors have been treating people with COVID-19. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play you the clip. This is the first doctor. I think his name was Dr. Hamilton. He says his name. And he speaks about what's going on with children and is there a real threat for your kids getting sick and dying. So let's listen to that clip real quick.
Dr. Hamilton.
Thank you, Simone, and thank you all for being here today. I'm Dr. Bob Hamilton. I'm a pediatrician from Santa Monica, California. I've been in private practice there for 36 years. And today I have good news for you. The good news is that children, as a general rule, are taking this virus very, very well. Few are getting infected. Those who are getting infected are being hospitalized in low numbers. And fortunately, the mortality rate of children is about 0.1%. So kids are tolerating the infection very frequently. They're actually asymptomatic. I also want to say that children are not the drivers of this pandemic. People were worried about initially if children were going to actually be the ones to push the infection along. The very opposite is happening. Kids are tolerating it very well. They're not passing it on to their parents. They're not passing it on to their teachers. Dr. Mark Woolhouse from Scotland, who is a pediatric infectious disease specialist and epidemiologist, said the following. He said, there has not been one documented case of COVID being transferred from a student to a teacher in the world. in the world. I think that is important that all of us who are here today realize that our kids are not really the ones who are driving the infection. It is being driven by older individuals. And yes, we can send the kids back to school, I think, without fear. And this is the big issue right now, as Congressman Norman alluded to. This is the really important thing we need to do. We need to normalize the lives of our children. How do we do that? We do that by getting them back in the classroom. And the good news is they're not driving this infection at all. Yes, we can use security measures. Yes, we can be careful. I'm all for that. We all are. But I think the important thing is we need to not act out of fear. We need to act out of science. We need to do it. We need to get it done. Finally, the barrier, and I hate to say this, but the barrier to getting our kids back in school is not going to be the science. It's going to be the national unions, the teachers' union, the National Education Association, other groups who are going to demand money. And listen, I think that it's fine to give people money for PPE and different things in the classroom, but some of their demands are really ridiculous. They're talking about, where I'm from in California, the UTLA, which is the United Teachers of Los Angeles, is demanding that we defund the police. What does that have to do with education? They're demanding that they stop or they shut all private charter schools, privately funded charter schools. These are the schools that are actually getting the kids educated. So clearly, there are going to be barriers. The barriers will not be science. There will not be barriers for the sake of the children. It's going to be for the sake of the adults, the teachers, and everybody else, and for the union. So that's where we need to focus our efforts and fight back. So thank you all for being here, and let's get our kids back in school.
Okay. So there you go. Little insight on the young ones. The doctor in Scotland reporting zero students transferring COVID-19 to teachers across the world. Now you may say, well, the kids have been out of school all this time. How do they know? And the virus was still spreading in parts of the world and kids were still going to school. That was going on for a while before they finally did a shutdown and lockdown and quarantine and face masks and everything else that we're being driven to do. And I know that by the end of this week, this press release on Breitbart is going to be all over the news. CNN and everybody, I shouldn't even just point out CNN, everybody is going to be talking about these doctors being hacks and this and that when they don't look into them, just like they don't look into Dr. Fauci, but everybody's on board with Dr. Fauci. Everybody. What do you know about the man? I mean, what do you know? Do you know any more about Dr. Fauci than you know about any of these doctors in this interview or press release? I absolutely agree. I agreed with this statement before I even listened to this. The kids should go back to school. Yes, I don't have children, and to a lot of people that means I don't have a say-so. I don't have an opinion in it. Well, I do, because it affects the country I live in, it affects the community that I live in, and it affects the people in my community, and I care. You know, I absolutely agree that the propaganda of keeping the kids out of school is going to be hammered in by the unions. We're already seeing that. Like this doctor just said, just in Los Angeles, they're trying to put in these bills and acts and proposals and stuff to defund the police. You know what? It was the same thing with the first stimulus package. the government wanted to include millions of dollars to go to abortion clinics. I mean, there's always backdoor deals going on. And that's what we need to pay attention to. You know, they want to throw out to you, say with the stimulus package, they want to throw that big number at you like, oh, we're going to give you $600 a week or $875 a week. You know, it's different depending on where you live. And, you know, I've heard people here in my hometown, Chattanooga, getting $875 a week to not go to work. I mean, even $600 a week, that's a good paycheck. But then, you know, going back to the kids, you know, every time I look on Facebook, all these kids playing sports, going to the beach with different families or big groups, summer camps. The pictures that I've been seeing, none of the kids are wearing masks. Maybe a few adults are. But here's the thing. Go to Walmart. Go hang out at Walmart for about an hour. Watch how many kids come into Walmart running rampant, no mask on, touching everything in sight. But they're not going to get COVID there. And somehow they don't spread it to adults there. I was downtown today, this morning. Saw a lady walk out of a building, had a baby under each arm, and five kids following her. Not one of them had a mask on. Not going to say where they came from because it's a private business. I'm not out to get the social justice warriors on anybody. But, I mean, that's one family. Seven children roaming around scot-free with no masks on, out in public. But we can't send them back to school because we got to think of the adults. How about this? You're grown adults. Take precautions. Everybody else is going back to work slowly but surely. But, I mean, a lot of businesses across the country have already reopened. And guess what? They're ran by adults. If you're a teacher, that is your career. That is your job. It's time to go back to work. You know, I'm not on board with the part-time working from home or the kids staying at home part-time and then going to school a few days a week. I don't agree with it. It's my opinion, and I can voice it. I don't agree with it. I think that the best results are going to come from sending the kids back to school, letting them interact with one another, let them get an education, let them have some normalcy. They have been, they feel like prisoners. You know, let's go back to the baseball fields. How many of you parents are sitting in the bleachers? Are all of you wearing masks out there in the heat? Scorching southern heat. You sitting out there all day with that mask on, ruining your tan? While the kids are out on the ball fields living it, having a blast again. You don't see any reports on the news about how many kids have been sent home because they're running a fever from COVID-19. Let these kids get back to life. This is all being blown way out of proportion. The science shows that it is not a deadly disease. It has a 99.84% cure rate. The only reason that kids are not going back to school today or getting ready to go back to school full time is because the teachers. Yeah, sit at home and get paid. Do your Zoom video and then get paid your full salary. I agree teachers should get paid throughout the summer on summer break. I don't have an issue with that. But now, you want to stay at home because of propaganda. The kids are not getting sick. The kids are not spreading the coronavirus to adults. And like I said, teachers are adults. You should be educated enough to take precautions like not hugging the kids, not high-fiving them, keeping your distance. You can stay 6 feet away. You can social distance in a classroom. I know it's pissing people off that I'm saying this, but it's got to be said. This is so... This is just... It's gone too far. And in my opinion, the wheels are falling off of this whole propaganda. More and more truth is starting to come out. You know, now we're fixing to listen to the next doctor, and I love this lady. She is awesome. I love the fire that she has. She is going to talk about hydrochloroquine and how many patients she has treated with it, how many have been cured from it. But let's remember, the country turned against it the day that Donald Trump said that he was taking it. The media has made it out to be a poison, that no one should be taking it. Were they saying that the day before Donald Trump released that he had been taking it in a press release? Nope. As soon as he said those words, it was poison. And I'm not sitting here defending Trump. I'm not one way or the other. I don't put my faith in man. I put my faith in what can we do together to make things better. And first and foremost, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I don't put my faith in man. But just a fact, all the people that hate Donald Trump, as soon as he said those words that he was taking hydrochloroquine, whoop, pull it off the market. Do not make it available to anybody. It is poison. Don't touch it. It has nothing to do with COVID-19. Remember that. Everybody remembers that, right? I'm not making it up. But remember, just because he said these words, the world turned against it. Well, the country turned against it. But let's listen to an actual doctor, and let's listen to her testimony on how she's been treating COVID patients and the results that she's been getting. Let's check this out.
Hello, I'm Dr. Stella Emmanuel. I'm a primary care physician in Houston, Texas. You know, I actually went to medical school in West Africa, Nigeria, where I took care of malaria patients, treated them with hydroxychloroquine and stuff like that. So I'm actually used to these medications. I'm here because I have personally treated over 350 patients with COVID. Patients that have diabetes, patients that have high blood pressure, patients that have asthma, old people. I think my oldest patient is 92, 87 year olds. And the result has been the same. I put them on hydroxychloroquine, I put them on zinc, I put them on Zitromax, and they are all well. For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I've put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did in under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found out that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, that is the national NIH, National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID, you will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works. I'm upset. Why I'm upset is that I see people that cannot breathe. I see parents walk in. I see diabetics sit in my office knowing that this is a death sentence and they can't breathe. And I hug them and I tell them, it's going to be okay. You're going to live. And we treat them and they live. None has died. So if some fake science, some person sponsored by all these fake pharma companies comes out and say, oh, we've done studies and they found out that it doesn't work, I can tell you categorically it's fake science. I want to know who is sponsoring that study. I want to know who is behind it. Because there is no way I can treat 350 patients and counting and nobody is dead and they all did better. And then you're going to tell me that you treated 20 people, 40 people and it didn't work. I'm a true testimony. So I came here to Washington, D.C., to tell America, nobody needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. It is called hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Zitromax. I know people want to talk about masks. Hello? You don't need masks. There is a cure. I know they don't want to open schools. No, you don't need people to be locked down. There is prevention, and there is a cure. And let me tell you something. All you fake doctors out there that tell me, oh, yeah, I want a double-blinded studies. I just tell you, quit sounding like a computer, double-blinded, double-blinded. I don't know whether your chips are malfunctioning, but I'm a real doctor. I have radiologists, we have plastic surgeons, we have neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta saying, oh yeah, it doesn't work and it causes heart disease. Let me ask you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, hear me. Have you ever seen a COVID patient? Have you ever treated anybody with hydroxychloroquine and they died from heart disease? When you do, come and talk to me. Because I sit down in my clinic every day and I see this patient walk in every day, scared to death. I see people driving 2-3 hours to my clinic because some ER doctor is scared of the Texas board or they are scared of something and they will not prescribe medication to these people. I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die. You're like the good Nazi, the good what? The good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up. If they come after me, they threaten me. They've threatened to, I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the boards. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the boards. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say it, that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's called zinc. It's called Zitromax. And it is time for the grassroots to wake up and say, no, we're not going to take this any longer. We're not going to die. Because let me tell you something. When somebody is dead, they are dead. They're not coming back tomorrow to have an argument. They're not coming back tomorrow to discuss the double-blinded study and the data. All of you doctors that are waiting for data, if 6 months down the line, you actually found out that this data shows that this medication works, how about your patients that have died? You want a double-blinded study where people are dying? It's unethical. So, Guys, we don't need to die. There is a cure for COVID.
Very interesting. A lot of people going to disagree with that. A lot of people going to disagree with it. A lot of people already are. Because Donald Trump took it. It's poison. It gives you heart disease. This one doctor has treated 350 patients and counting with COVID-19 with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and I forgot the third one, but you heard it. Nobody's died. Everybody's better. It can be used as a preventative. She claimed how many times that this was a cure for COVID? And instead of doctors going with it and researching it for themselves, they're going to keep doing what Dr. Fauci says and everybody that says how much of a poison it is. Let me ask you this, just off the top of my head here. Hate Donald Trump if you want. That's not the point. My point is do you not think that every single president that has served in the White House, do you not think that each and every one of them have top-notch health care? I'm not talking about their insurance. I'm talking about the care that they receive. They are treated by some of the best doctors in the world. Do you honestly think that they would have put Donald Trump on this medication if it would have put him in danger? Just curious. You know, if Donald Trump started wearing a mask every day, all mandates would be gone. Mask wouldn't work. Hey, I wish he would wear one for about a week so that the government would flip-flop it around and we wouldn't have to wear masks anymore. People and counting. Cured of COVID-19. On a medication that's been here all along. Maybe we should do some research. Look up people, look up studies on people with lupus that have been on hydroxychloroquine for years. Because it helps with lupus. Wonder how many of them have heart disease today. And the doctor you just listened to, remember at the beginning, she said she was treating patients in Nigeria that had SARS with hydroxychloroquine, and they were having amazing results with that. But look at the availability on hydroxychloroquine. They've got it on lockdown because they do not want you to get better. They want you to be in a pandemic. They want you to live in the panic that you're in. They want you to live in the fear of kids can't go back to school. You can't go back to work. I mean, look at the chaos that is coming together. Okay? And the chaos is causing people to get fed up and finally step out and say what they have to say and the truth is coming out, and it is slowly making the wheels on the wagon fall apart. They are losing steam with this. You know, what about the riders? Oh, they're wearing masks. No, they're wearing bandanas. A bandana does not prevent you spreading COVID-19. Technically, none of these masks prevent COVID-19 from spreading. Says it on every one of the packages. But we choose to ignore that because we keep getting fed the propaganda. Put the mask on, got to wear that mask. It's going to save the world. Everybody's going to be good to go if we quit wearing the, if we wear masks. You know, I found out yesterday that all Circle K gas stations have made it part of their policy that it is mandatory to wear a mask. Company policy. Walmart did the same thing not long ago. We need to wake up. And for everybody that's a diehard on whatever Donald Trump says, I got to do the opposite. Look into these doctors. Look into what they're saying. Research a little bit. Put politics aside. Forget about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to cure coronavirus. He's the president. He is a political figure in our country. The doctors and the scientists are the ones that will cure this virus. And think about what I said. Do you not think that the President of the United States is not receiving the best medical care in the world? But, oh, if Trump's doing it, we can't do it. I don't care what Donald Trump does. I don't care what medications he takes. I don't care. It does not affect me one way or the other. If Donald Trump wears a mask, or if he takes hydrochloroquine, or if he injects himself with a protein every day, that does not affect me. What affects me is what happens with the people in my community and my country. We have to stand together. I mean, what about the fact that how many sanitizers are getting recalled now? It was like 71 different kinds of hand sanitizers are being recalled because they're dangerous for you. Oh, but everybody, hey, get all the sanitizer you can. Get all the disinfectants that you can. Buy up all the toilet paper that you can because you're going to need it. It's simple. Practice good hygiene. If you've been at work and you've been going in and out of the freezer in the back of the kitchen, or you're going in and out of back door, or you're going in and out of your office, don't go sit down and eat a donut with your dirty hands. Wash your hands, then eat. Guess what? You just prevented yourself from contracting COVID-19 by washing your hands. Congratulations. You know, I don't think I've talked about it on this podcast, but I mean, what was the whole point behind toilet paper shortage? It was a test. Let's see how much we can put people into a panic by saying that there's going to be a toilet paper shortage. It's the dumbest thing I've heard. We're going to run out of toilet paper. How pathetic is this? And remember, that's how it all started. That was the first big boom. Everybody go buy toilet paper. How stupid are we?
Okay, I'm going to go out and buy all the Walmart, all the toilet paper I can, man. I don't know what, this may last forever.
No, it's not. Now everybody's making masks. The mask-making business is booming. And guess what? All those homemade masks that y'all are making, doing little pretty patterns and making specialized face masks, they don't work. I tell you what. If you are sitting at home making a mask right now, do me a favor. If you don't smoke or vape, bum a cigarette from somebody or bum their vape. Take a big inhale of the smoke or the vape. Put your mask on that you're making and selling to people. Put it on and exhale your smoke. Guess what? It all goes through the cloth. And you know what? The coronavirus is microscopic. It goes through the cloth. You are not helping anybody. Now, those of you that are just making them and making money off of it, like, hey, the suckers are going to buy it, might as well. Good for you. Get your piece of the pie. But people, you are not doing your part by putting a mask on and going out with your chest puffed out. Because, ooh, look at me, I got my mask on. I'm doing my part. No, you're just buying into the garbage. Now, granted, I've said this, but I will say up front, when I'm out in public places and I see people with their mask on or wherever they're at, they want to wear a mask, by all means, go for it. I don't call people out. I don't make fun of them, even though I think they're absolutely useless. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to criticize you. I'm going to leave you alone and let you live your life. I'm just saying, think. Think about things. Quit sitting in front of your television or on your computer watching video clips from your favorite news source. And whatever they say, that's it. I mean, how can people sit and listen to shows like CNN? You know, like Don Lemon. When Don Lemon makes statements such as, I'm paraphrasing, not quoting, paraphrasing what he said, that white men, that the true threat in America are white men. And at the same time, he is in a homosexual relationship with, guess what? A white man. That's just one. Chris Cuomo. He's been quoted saying stuff in reference to, don't believe anything anybody says except for what we say. You got to buy our propaganda. Fox News is guilty too. They're the opposite side of CNN. But we we keep buying into. I mean, there's going to be something new next. You know, they're going to come out and say the masks aren't working. We got to do something else. There's got to be something bigger than the mask. We've got to take it to the next level. And guess what that's going to be? Complete lockdown. People, do you think you were in a quarantine? You haven't seen anything yet. When they do a true quarantine where they lock you down, reality is going to set in with you real quick. Because remember in the last quarantine, stay home if you can. If you don't have to get out, stay home. Stay home, stay safe. People were still getting out. A lot of people were still going to work. Everybody else was going to Lowe's and Home Depot. Home renovations are through the roof right now. But when they do a true quarantine, it's going to be bad. It's going to be very, very bad. And all of it over something as deadly as the common cold. We can take a medication and get better from it. We can take that medication to prevent getting COVID-19. But we're not going to listen to that because we have been scared into believing whatever the propaganda is. Like I said, go back to the beginning. Does anybody have a reason, a legitimate reason, why the United States went through a toilet paper shortage? To this day, I have not found an answer. COVID doesn't cause diarrhea. It was overnight. Somebody dropped the line of, oh, we're going to have a toilet paper shortage. Everybody sold out. How many people are sitting at their house right now with a garage full of toilet paper? Feel good about that? You feel safe? I got so much toilet paper, I won't have to buy any until about 2035. Congratulations to you. But it was the people like you that were hurting other people, elderly people, people on fixed income that couldn't afford to go out and buy 40 packages of toilet paper. Can't send the kids back to school, but we can do everything else. We can take them shopping at the grocery store, take them shopping at Walmart. They're around adults. The kids and the adults are around each other. We take them to the ball fields and soccer fields and whatever else sports are going on right now. But they can't go back to school. I totally disagree. I think the kids should go back to school full time. Teachers, if you're scared, take precaution. And no, I do not think that the kids should have to wear a mask at school. I think it's harmful to them. They're young. Their bodies are developing. Their lungs are not at full capacity. And you're having them breathe in their own carbon monoxide. You might as well give them a pack of cigarettes and pat them on the back and wish them luck. How far is this going to go? I mean, are we seriously taking the teachers' unions serious when they're trying to defund the police, that is part of their agenda of, well, we can't go back to school because we got to defund the police. That has nothing to do with it. That is the same exact thing of, why did we allow our government to give Planned Parenthood money out of COVID-19 stimulus packages that went out? What purpose did that serve for COVID-19? How is killing a baby helping COVID-19? We are suckers. We eat it hook, line, and sinker. Please, look into this stuff. And I beg you all to go, just Google Breitbart and you'll find that news release, that press release that the doctors did. I only played you what two of the doctors said. I think there was four or five that spoke. It's only 45 minutes. But it is very, very interesting to hear what they have to say. You know, we want to talk about doctors on the front line. Well, that second doctor that you heard from, she's on the front line. She's cured 350 patients from COVID-19 with a medication that the media is trying to sell you on, that it's a poison. Why? Because they don't want you to get better. We have got to start researching and getting facts. It sickens me to the core that we buy into propaganda. Oh, yeah, and you know, I sit here and claim that I don't make fun of people for wearing a mask. I don't give them a hard time. I don't react to it because it honestly doesn't bother me. I mean, yeah, I stand firm on the fact that I believe that a mask is not helping whatsoever. That's my opinion. If your opinion is it does help or you feel more secure by wearing that mask, by all means, do it. But guess what? Now the people that don't want to wear a mask, they're calling them mask holes. Like a-holes, but mask holes. Where's resolution? There's more divide. The mask versus the non-masks. All you mask holes that don't want to wear a mask out there. Yeah, that creates a lot of open dialogue with people, doesn't it? Putting other people down. I think it's childish. I mean, I'm around people all day long wearing masks. Don't flinch. If I hear a person talking to another person about wearing masks, I don't interject myself into their conversation. I may agree or disagree, but I'm not nosy and I don't butt myself into the conversation and stand there and try to ridicule them and make them feel stupid for wearing a mask. I can disagree with mask wearing all day long and still be respectful. So those of you that do like wearing a mask, you should show some respect and common courtesy back to people that don't wear the mask, because you have no proof that the mask is working. Do you honestly think that these companies that make bandanas are making COVID-19 preventative masks and bandanas now? No, it's a piece of cloth, and that's it. The mask that you wear around your neck, and you can slide them up, and it looks like a little sleeve. You could cover your whole head with it. Piece of cloth. Hell, half of those you can see through. But you're doing your part, aren't you? It's not wearing a mask anymore. It's covering your face. You know when you should cover your face is when you're going to cough or sneeze and there's people around and you can't stop it. The cough is going to happen. Cover your mouth. If you're going to sneeze, cover your face. Turn away from people. Go wash your hands after you cough or sneeze into your hands. Don't touch anything. Go wash your hands, and it's gone. Or how about wear a mask around your neck or up on your forehead, and if you feel like you're going to cough, drop it down and cover your face. Cough, and then move on. But no, we got to wear them all day, every day. And I'm putting my money on it that the longer these mandates go, the longer that these companies enforce their employees to wear masks, respiratory illnesses are going to start climbing. If the masks are working, then why are they claiming that ICU beds are filling up?
Because not everybody's wearing their masks.
Enough people are. The censuses in hospitals are going up because of elective surgeries being done. But they try to word it to where it sounds like COVID. Hospital beds are on the rise during the pandemic of COVID-19. But what they don't tell you is hospitals are filling up because people are finally able to go in and get elective surgeries done. And guess what? They stay and do recovery. They stay and do physical therapy. You know, an elective surgery is getting a knee replacement done. That's an elective surgery. A lot of people don't go home the same day anymore. Younger people do. I've worked in assisted living. I can't count how many times I've seen patients come into an assisted living facility because they have a rehab unit and they had knee surgery, they had a knee replacement, and they came and stayed for weeks doing physical therapy, occupational therapy. So the truth behind the bed count or your hospital census rising is because elective surgeries are now permitted to carry on. Because like I said, remember when the pandemic first blew up? You know, only COVID patients can come to the hospital. If hospitals are so full right now, just look at Erlanger here in Chattanooga. They just had to do a layoff of non-medical because they don't have the money coming in to pay all these people. I see people posting comments on Facebook hey, yeah, I had a knee replacement surgery and the hospital's barely even, I mean, it's like it's empty. There's nobody around. The media is already jumping on the bandwagon of, oh, we're about to hit, you know, we're coming up on the second wave of the COVID-19. You know, experts say that the next wave of the coronavirus is coming. Everybody be ready. Here's what to expect. They can't even agree with each other on one thing. But then we're going to buy their propaganda of, about to have that second wave hit us, and it's going to hit hard. How do they know? How about this? How about we drop the BS and look at a situation like hydrochloroquine? Let's just say this. Everybody that believes a mask is saving them from getting contaminated with the COVID-19, or the ones that are wearing the mask because they feel like they're doing their part. How about you all, that group of people, go and get put on hydrochloroquine for 30 days. See what happens. See if you get sick. Or if you're already sick, see if you get better. I would say the people that don't wear masks, but the ones of us that don't wear masks, we don't believe that we're in a pandemic. We believe that this is a scare tactic. A lot of I ain't even going to say that. I'm not going to say that. I'll take it. I don't have insurance. I will pay out of pocket to take hydrochloroquine for 30 days. I haven't had any symptoms. I haven't been sick other than an allergy attack. But let me go without a mask everywhere I go for the 30 days that I take hydrochloroquine. For that 30 days, let me go without a mask. Of course, I'm going to wash my hands. I do that anyway. And let's see what happens to me. I'm down for it. Let's do it. Why are we not looking into options? I'm not saying I have all the answers. I'm just trying to get you to think about other things other than what we're being told. We're all human beings. We all have a brain. Let's use it a little bit more. Please, I beg you, go to Breitbart and watch that full press release. I strongly encourage it. And actually listen and give these doctors a chance instead of just, I hate them. They're lies. Where are they coming from? Who are they? What do they know? Are they Trumpers? I bet they're all Trumpers. Listen to what they have to say. Give them a chance. All right. I should have another, let's see, today's Monday. I should have another episode out tomorrow. I'm gonna try to get into a rhythm of, you know, maybe doing four episodes a week. But if you would like to talk to me or send me some comments, give me your opinions, I would love to hear from you. I really would. Feel free to email me at sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. Again, you can find us on Facebook now. And we are now on Spotify and iTunes, along with several other podcast platforms. But I know iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, those are three big ones. All right. So thanks again for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you would like to reach out again, that's sorryfornotbeingsorry77@gmail.com. And look us up on Facebook. And if you look us up on iTunes, please be sure to hit the subscribe button. Leave us a comment. I truly appreciate it. And until the next time, take care, everyone. We'll talk again soon.